马可福音第八章的第一节一直到第十节。
Mark chapter 8 verses 1 to 10.
我们可以看到有两种的吃饱。
There are two types of satisfaction.
如果我们看第二节，
Verse 2.
第二节，我怜悯这众人因为他们同我在这里已经三天也没有吃的。这里主耶稣讲，他们同我在这里已经三天了。
Jesus says that these people have been with me now 3 days.
那这个三天做什么？
What did they do for these 3 days?
就是听主耶稣讲道。
They were listening to the Lord Jesus speak.
所以主耶稣虽然圣经里面讲他没有受什么教育但是他讲道能够在这里吸引4000人，吸引了三天。
Even though the Lord Jesus didn't have much education, no background, but the words that he spoke were able to attract people, 4,000 people, for more than 3 days.
那主耶稣讲的像他刚刚出来传福音第一个讯息就是天国近了。
The first message that he preached was that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那个天国就是神的国。
Kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
那神的国的主人是谁？
And who is the master of this kingdom?
神的国主人就是神啊，也是主耶稣本身啊。
It is God and the Lord Jesus himself.
所以在以赛亚书我们可以看以赛亚书。
Let's refer to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第九章的第六节。
Verse 6.
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。这个讲有一个小孩子是为我们而生。
Here it says that to us a child is born.
然后政权要担在他的肩头上。
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
有政权就是有国度啊。
A government refers to a kingdom.
所以这个政权就是神的国度里面的政权。
And this government refers to the kingdom of God.
那其实在做王的就是主耶稣本身嘛。
And the king of this kingdom is Lord Jesus.
所以整个主耶稣的讲道都是以他自己为中心的。
All of the messages that the Lord Jesus spoke were centered on the Lord Jesus.
所以因为如果我们再读下去他的名是奇妙的策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
If we continue reading in verse 6, it says, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
有问题的地方就需要有参谋，这里叫策士。
Where there are problems, there needs to be counselors. So here he is a wonderful counselor.
主耶稣就是最奇妙的参谋。
Jesus is the most wonderful counselor.
所以人生重大的问题，主耶稣都有答案。
The Lord Jesus has the solution to all of the greatest problems in this world.
所以当主耶稣在讲道，他就是对人生的问题提供答案。
When the Lord Jesus spoke, he provided the answer to many life problems.
然后他是全能的神。
He is the mighty God.
所以当主耶稣讲道，就是全能的神借着主耶稣在讲话。
When the Lord Jesus spoke, it was the mighty God that was speaking through the Lord Jesus.
他是永在的父，他是我们在天上这个父亲，借着主耶稣在跟我们讲话。
He is the everlasting Father who is speaking through the Lord Jesus.
他也是和平的君，所以他在讲话，就是和平的君在讲话。
He is also the Prince of Peace, so when he speaks as the Prince of Peace.
所以他在讲话，不是人在讲话，虽然他是人，他是神借着他在讲话。
Even though he is a human, but it is actually God that is speaking through him.
所以他才有办法讲了三天，四千个人在那里听了三天。
That is why there were 4,000 who were willing to stay there for 3 days listening to him speak.
所以约翰福音里面说，主耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
In the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who drinks comes to me will never thirst.
所以我们可以看到第八章，三天在那个地方真的灵里面得到很大的满足啊。
So in these 3 days, these 4,000 people were satisfied in their spirit.
那有时候我们在开灵恩会，大部分都三天嘛，五六日。
Most of our spiritual convocations are 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
灵恩会就是属灵的吃喝啊。
A spiritual convocation is spiritual feast.
那属灵的吃就是领受神的话。
And eating spiritually means to eat the word of God.
然后属灵的喝就是生命的活水。
And spiritual drink is the living water.
所以如果我们灵恩会真的很投入，有神跟我们同在这是一个很大的满足。
So if we are able to be connected to, or if the Lord Jesus abides with us, then we will be very satisfied.
但是肉体上也有需要，所以他没有吃的，三天没有吃的。
But they also had internal, physical needs, and so they were hungry.
所以第二节说，我怜悯众人。
He says, I have compassion on the crowd in verse 2.
所以主耶稣就用七个饼祝福了那喂饱四千个人。
He took 7 loaves and he fed these 4,000.
那七个饼能够喂饱四千人，这就是神迹啊。
And for him to be able to feed 4,000 with 7 loaves is a miracle.
所以我们可以看到围绕主耶稣这四千个人，心灵得到饱足，肉体也得到饱足。
Those who gathered around the Lord Jesus were able to be satisfied in their spirit and in their bodies.
所以我们今天我们的生活如果是围绕着主耶稣，我们的心可以得饱足，我们的生活也没有缺乏。
If our lives are circled around the Lord Jesus, then we will be satisfied in our spirit, and our physical lives will also lack nothing.
那心满足，生活没有缺乏，那活着就很幸福了。
And that is the definition of a very blessed life.
所以在主耶稣周围的这群人确实是蒙福的。
And so indeed, these people who followed the Lord Jesus were very blessed.
好，那我们现在就看从11节到21节。
Let's look at verses 11 to 21.
这个11节到13节，他们在求主耶稣显一个神迹给他们看。
In 11 to 13, these people were asking for a sign.
那当 法利赛人求主耶稣显神迹，其实对主耶稣来讲，这个很简单啊。
It was actually, it would have been no problem for the Lord Jesus to perform a miracle for them. See?
但是十二节啊，我告诉你，没有神迹给这个世代看。
But in verse 12, he said, there will no sign will be given to this generation.
啊，为什么？
Why?
啊，因为如果我们看他们求神迹的目的是什么？
What was their motivation behind asking for a sign?
十一节的最后一句话是想要试探他。
In verse 11, it says that they wanted to test him.
啊，其实哈、哦，他们也不需要求主耶稣显神迹啊，因为主耶稣到处都行神迹奇事。
In fact, these people didn't actually have to ask the Lord Jesus for a sign because the Lord Jesus was performing signs left and right.
哦，但是如果他真的要用神迹奇事显明来证明他是从神来的，他们早就信了。
But, if they really needed a sign to in order to believe that Jesus was from God, then they would have believed long ago.
哦，所以他们也知道，哦，甚至他们也看过。哦、但是他心硬，他就是不信了。
Even though they knew and they also had seen、signs, but their hearts were so hardened that they refused to believe.、
哦、那他本身、有听到看到不信，又要求神迹，这个就是、要试探神的。
So、the fact that they had seen and heard.But we're still asking for a sign to test the Lord Jesus. And this was testing God.、
哦、那其实、主耶稣是很灵敏的、哦、那一些、病痛的、有困难的出于灵敏的心主耶稣都行了神迹、啊、
The Lord Jesus was filled with compassion, so he、had healed many people who needed healing.、
哦、但是对这一些要试探神的就没有神迹啊。
But for these people who wanted to test the Lord, there was no miracle given to them.
哦，所以我们可以看到主耶稣没有行神迹。
So Jesus refused to perform any miracles for them.
哦，这是从十一节到二十一节。
So.、
哦从十四节开始。
So、let's look at verse 14.
哦，主耶稣特别十五节。
Verse
15. 耶稣嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎防备法利赛人和西律的笑。”
He cautioned them, saying, "Watch out! Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod."
啊，法利赛人是宗教的领袖。
The Pharisees were religious leaders.
哦，那这个西律他是一个王，政治领袖。
Herod was a political leader. He was a king.
哦，那为什么要防备他们的笑
？Why did they need to beware of their leaven?
啊、哦，这个笑哦。哦、我们知道、如果一点的面粉、哦、加一点笑第二天、啊、那整个面粉就发成一团了。
We know that if we put a little bit of leaven in some dough, by the next day, this dough will have grown in size.、
那这一群人要追求神的国、所以主耶稣告诉他们你要防备笑。
And since these people wanted to seek for the kingdom of God, therefore the Lord Jesus warned them that they need to beware of leaven.、
哦、那在哥林多前书的第五章，好，我们可以看第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.、
第五章的第六节。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？第七节。
Seven.
你们既是无效的面，就应当把教笑除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们 逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀了，献了祭了。然后第八节。
Eight.
所以我们守这节不可用旧效，也不可用恶毒邪恶的效，只用诚实真正的无效变。这一段圣经在讲第七节，你们是无效的面。
Verse 7 describes these people as a new lump.
然后要把旧酵除净。
They were unleavened, so they needed to cleanse out the old leaven.
那这个旧酵是什么？
What does this old leaven refer to?
第八节。
It's in verse
8. 恶毒邪恶的酵。
The leaven of malice and evil.
所以这个笑，法利赛人的笑，这个笑也可以是代表罪。
So the leaven of the Pharisees can also represent sin.
如果一个人犯了罪，他可以不可以回来教会呢？
If someone has sinned against God, can they come back to church?
如果一个人犯了很严重的罪，他不悔改，回到教会。这一个人会变成笑。
If someone has committed a very serious sin and they do not repent of it, if they come back to church, they will become leavened.
为什么？因为大家觉得，他犯罪了，还是回来教会啊，照领圣餐，在一起照做圣工，那犯罪也没有关系啊。
Others will see that this person has committed grave sins, but yet they're still able to come back to church and receive Holy Communion. It must be okay to sin against God.
所以如果犯了很严重的罪，他一定要悔改。
So if somebody has committed a grave sin, then this person must repent.
悔改的表现就是很谦卑吧。
A manifestation of true repentance is humility.
来到教会能够很安静来拜神。
This person who is humble will quietly worship God in church.
那这样就不会变成笑。
Then this person will not become leaven.
所以如果犯了很严重的罪，变成笑，教会就需要处理。
If somebody has committed very serious sin and they become a leaven in the church, then this person must be excommunicated.
因为这会变成好像把整团都发起来。
Otherwise, the entire lump will also become leavened.
所以我们现在这个社会越来越多的事情跟圣经差很多。
In the society, we see many, many things that are contrary to the Bible.
好像堕胎，好像同性恋，好像变性。
For example, abortion or homosexuality or changing your genders.
这个都会变成笑。
All of these things will become east.
所以这里讲要防备法利赛人的笑。
So here the Bible warns us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
那笑的第二个意义就是错误的教训。
The second teaching of the leaven is that it represents false teachings.
在马太福音23章里面提到法利赛人很多的错误的教训。
In Matthew chapter 23, it talks about how the Pharisees had a lot of wrong teachings.
我们可以来看一点我们看马太福音23章。
Let's look at Matthew 23.
23章的16节。
Verse 16.
你们这瞎眼领路的有祸了，你们说凡指着殿起誓，这算不得什么。只是指着殿中的金子起誓，他就应该谨守。
16 says, Woe to you, blind guides, who say, If anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath.
那这个错在哪里?
What's wrong with this statement?
17节。
Verse 17.
是金子大呢, 还是叫金子成圣的殿呢?
Is the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred?
当然是殿啊, 更重要。
Which is greater? It is obviously the temple.
所以指着殿啊, 启示算不了什么, 这个是不对的。
Therefore, saying that if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing. This is wrong.
那我们再看啊, 同样啊, 马太23章。
Let's continue reading.
啊, 23节。
And this verse talks about two aspects.
第一部分是看得见的奉献。
The first is the actions that can be seen.
薄荷、茴香、金菜要献十分之一。
You tithe mint and dill and cumin.
那另外一部分是看不见的公义、怜悯、信实。
And the other aspect are things that cannot be seen, which are justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
那他只强调看得见这一部分，那公义、怜悯、信实，他就把它忽略了。So
they emphasize on things that can be seen, which is tithing these herbs, but then they forget about justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
那这样的教训会变成笑。This
kind of teaching will become leaven.
为什么？因为他忽略了最重要的。
Why? Because they have neglected what is actually the weightier matter.
所以公义、怜悯、信实是更重的事，然后这个一定要做，然后十分之一也要做，所以它有一个轻重的分别。Justice,
mercy, and faithfulness are what are the most important. These must be done, while tithing also must be done, but it's not the highest priority.
然后我们看回来看这个马可的第八章。
Let's turn back to Matthew Mark chapter 8.
那希律的笑是什么?
What then is the leaven of Herod?
这个希律是一个政治的人物。Herod
was a political leader.
所以政治的人物也有他属灵的影响力。
Political leaders also have spiritual influence.
所以他也会变成笑。
So they can also become a type of yeast.
所以我们教会避免世俗化，我们就是以圣经为中心。
Our church avoids any secularism, so we have the Bible as our focus.
这是教会存在主要的目的。
That also is the purpose of the existence of the church.
好，那我们现在回到第八章14节到21节。
So let's continue with Mark chapter 8, verses 14 to 21.
14节到21节啊, 就是在讲 你们这些事还不明白吗?
Here it talks about, do you not yet perceive or understand?
我们现在来看马可第八章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 8.
27节。
Verse 17.
耶稣看出来，就说：“你们为什么没有秉义论呢？ 你们还不醒悟，还不明白，你心里还是愚顽吗？啊，所以主耶稣对他们的信仰啊，有一些问号。
The Lord Jesus had some questions about their faith.
啊，因为十五节哈、
啊。Because、
主耶稣叫他们要防备法利赛人的笑。
In verse 15, when the Lord Jesus warns them to beware of the leaven,、
啊、对这些门徒来讲、啊、他听不懂。
The disciples did not understand what he was talking about.、
啊、因为这个笑、啊、一般来讲就跟食物东西连在一起了、
啊。Because leaven is often、connected to food.、
啊、所以 他们以为他是在讲食物，其实他是在讲属灵的。
Therefore, they assumed that the Lord Jesus was talking about physical food,、
啊、
whereas Jesus was talking about spiritual things.、
啊、所以主耶稣要借着他所变的饼、啊、让他们来认识、啊、主耶稣就是整个救恩的中心。
Jesus was allowing the people to understand.That he is the center of this gospel through the breaking of bread.
啊，所以要按着主耶稣的教训来做啊，这样人在信仰的追求啊，才不会走偏了。
Therefore, one needs to abide by the teachings of the Lord Jesus in order to remain on the correct path.
啊，所以法利赛人、那西律他们也都在教训人呢、啊，但是。主耶稣的才是真正的真理。
Even though the Pharisees and Herod were also teaching people, but only what the Lord Jesus was teaching was the true truth.
好，那我们现在再来看22节到26节。
Let's read, continue with 22 to 26.
好，所以前面这一段哦。对这一些门徒来讲、啊、他们所选择的、哦、应该是以主耶稣为主。
What these disciples chose was to have Jesus as the center.、
啊、那这样来分辨、啊、什么是对的，什么是错的。
In discerning between what is right and wrong.
啊、所以我们在教会里面、哦啊、要以主的话为主、啊、来分辨一切。
In the church, therefore, we also need to have use the words of the Lord Jesus as the standard by which we discern right and wrong.、
啊、okay, 好，那我们现在来看22节。
Let's read verse 22.
啊、主耶稣医治瞎眼的。
The Lord Jesus heals a blind man.、
啊、那在这个地方、啊、他怎么医治呢？
How did he heal him?、
啊、我们看23节。
Let's look at verse 23.、
啊、耶稣拉着瞎眼的手领他到村外，就吐唾沫在他的眼睛上。然后按手在他身上 问他说你看见什么，是吐唾沫在他的眼睛。
The Lord Jesus chose to spit on his eyes.
那还有一次主耶稣一下眼是吐唾沫在地上，混在泥土里面抹那个人的眼睛。
In another instance, the Lord Jesus also healed a blind man, but this time he had spit on the ground, made mud, andPut it on his eyes.、
啊、这个都让人很难了解。
These actions are all hard to comprehend.、
哦、眼睛怎么能够把沙抹在上面呢？
How can you put dirt on someone's eyes?、
哦、但是就是用人没有办法了解的方法，它可以治人的眼睛、啊、
ButHe was able to use a way that was unthinkable, unfathomable to heal this man.
这个代表他有主权，他有能力。
This represents his sovereignty and his authority.
那如果我们再看下去哦，我看见了二十五节好像树木，并且行走。二十五节，随后又按手在他身上，他定睛一看，就复原了。样样都看清楚，所以他这个医治是一步一步来得医治的。
In verses 24 and 25, we see that there was a progression to his healing.
所以我们得神的恩典也有一下我们的问题就解决的，但是也有一点点慢慢的这样解决的，两个都有。
There are times in our own lives when the Lord Jesus heals our problem or restores, fixes our problems instantly, and other times when it's a gradual healing or fixing of the problem.
那从27节开始
Then from verse 27
一直到第九章的第一节
Until chapter 9 verse 1
这里就在预言主耶稣要受怎么死怎么复活，也就是他的受难。
The Lord Jesus prophesies about his death andhis suffering.
所以我们看到这个地方已经快要到主耶稣生命的最后一个阶段。
This section we already come to the end of Jesus' life.
所以他要往耶路撒冷去。
He was determined to go to Jerusalem.
那他预言受难之前他先问门徒一个问题，我是谁？
Before his suffering, he asked his disciples, who do people say that I am?
为什么这个问题这么重要？
Why was this an important question to ask?
如果我们看保罗的例子，
If we look at the example of Paul,
保罗说我是罪人的头。
Paul said, I am the chief of sinners.
为什么？
Why?
因为他带领人逼迫耶稣。
Because he led other people to persecute the Lord Jesus.
那为什么会带领人逼迫耶稣？
Why did he do that?
腓立比书第三章里面讲，因为他的热心。
Philippians chapter 3 tells us that it was because he was so zealous.
那热心不好吗？
Is it bad to be zealous?
他热心，但是他不认识耶稣。
He was zealous without knowledge of the Lord.
所以他的热心变成逼迫基督徒。
So his zeal made him persecute Christians.
那这些门徒在跟主耶稣。
Now, these disciples were following the Lord Jesus.
那到底主耶稣是谁？
Who exactly was the Lord Jesus?
如果他对主耶稣的认识不是很清楚，将来遇到困难，他会跟不下去。
If they didn't have a clear understanding of who Jesus is, then when they encounter suffering in the future, they will not be able to follow to the end.
比方说，主耶稣，他是一个医生，他医好多人。
For example, if our understanding is that the Lord Jesus is a physician who healed many.
所以我信耶稣，因为他医好我的病。
So therefore, I believe in Jesus because he healed my sickness.
如果我信是因为我知道耶稣是全能的医生，这样的信仰有一天可能会走不下去。
If our faith is reliant on the fact that Jesus is a great physician, then perhaps in the future, our faith may not be able to continue.
因为有一天我生活很平安，我就不需要医生了。
Because one day, when my life is very peaceful, I actually don't need a doctor anymore.
那所以当主耶稣在问我是谁，你看每个人回答都不一样。
So when the Lord Jesus asked, who do people say I am? Then there were several different responses.
28节。
Verse 28.
他们有人说是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知中的一位。哦，这个都不对啊。
All of these answers were wrong.
哦，那29节。
Verse 29.
又问他们说，你说我是谁？彼得说，你是基督。
He asked them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered, you are the Christ.
哦，基督，就是救世主。
The Christ is the Savior.
也就是旧约圣经所预言的救主今天降生了。
He is the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament that is now born into the world.
那如果我们对主耶稣的认识很清楚哦，我信耶稣就是要接受他的救恩，那我们就会一直跟到底，跟到得救为止。
If our understanding of the Lord is that He is our Savior and we need to follow Him to receive salvation, then we will follow Him until we obtain that salvation.
哦，那今天我们信了耶稣。
Today we have believed in the Lord Jesus.
教会是主耶稣的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
哦，很重要，我们要认识我们的教会。
It's very important to have an understanding of our church.
因为以弗所书里面讲身体只有一个。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us that there is only one body.
哦，那个身体就是用主耶稣的宝血洁净的这一群人，叫做教会，叫做主耶稣的身体。
And this body is the church which has been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以如果认识主耶稣又认识他的身体，就是一个身体，那我们就会在真教会信耶稣，一直到我们进到天国。
If we have a true understanding of this Lord and also of His body, then we will continue to follow in the path of the Lord Jesus until we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
哦，但是如果我们只信耶稣，我们对教会不认识，可能有一天我们的信仰会跑到其他教会去。
However, if we only have an understanding of the Lord Jesus, but not of his body, the church, then one day it is possible that we may leave the church to go to a different church.
哦，所以这里在问，我是谁？那今天我们再加一个，主耶稣的身体，是哪一个？
And so here it says, who do you say that I am? We also add a question, which is the body of Christ?
也就真正能够让我们得救的，教会是什么？
Which church can actually save?
好，那我们现在从30节到33节。
Let's look at verse 30 to 33.
哦，30节到33节是在讲主耶稣要怎么为救人付出他的赎价。
In this section, it talks about how the Lord Jesus will be a redemption for all humankind.
哦，那34节到38节就是那我们为着得救，我们本身要怎么付出代价来跟从耶稣。
34 to 38 tells us how we need to pay the price for receiving salvation.
哦，所以30节到33节是主耶稣付的代价，34节到38节是我们要付的代价。
31 to 33 is the price that the Lord Jesus had to pay. And then 34 to 38 is the price that we need to pay.
如果主耶稣是如果主耶稣他的付的代价已经付完了。
The Lord Jesus has already paid his portion.
所以我们回到天国那一条路其实已经主耶稣已经做好了。
The Lord Jesus has already paved the way for us to obtain salvation.
但是如果34节到38节、哦、这个代价我们付不出去，我们还是没有办法回到父那里去。
But if we cannot pay the price recorded here in 34 to 38, then we will still not be able to make it to the heavenly kingdom.
所以是不是每个信耶稣都可以得救呢？
So does everyone who believes obtain salvation?
哦，得这个问题答案应该是在34节。
The answer is probably in verse 34.
主耶稣说要舍己背十字架，然后跟从我。
Jesus says to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me.
如果我们愿意这样做，当然我们一定可以得救。
If we are willing to do that, then we will be saved.
但是如果我们已经信了，已经受洗了，但是34节我们没有办法做，得救还是有问题。
But if we believe and are baptized but cannot do what is recorded in verse 34, then we may not be saved.
那我们先来看31节到33节主耶稣做什么。
So let's look at what Jesus did for us in verses 31 to
33. 我们先来看31节。
Let's look at verse 31.
从此教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司、文士弃绝，并且被杀，三天复活。
31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
这里讲啊，我们要人只要受许多的苦啊，就是苦杯啦，要喝苦杯。
The Lord Jesus must drink the bitter cup.
那苦杯是什么？接下去就是被杀，也就是被钉十字架。
This bitter cup included to be killed, which was the crucifixion.
那个是灵魂体的受苦。
This was suffering physically.And in his spirit.
所以圣经说我们是重价买来的。
So the Bible describes how we were bought at a heavy price.
那个重价是什么？
What was this price?
是主耶稣的宝血。
It was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣怎么付出重价？
How did he pay this price?
就是一个义人跟两个强盗罪人被同钉十字架。
He, as a righteous man, was crucified among sinners, two robbers.
所以他被杀所以他在十字架说成了救恩完成了。
Therefore, before he died, he said, "It is finished." He finished
the work. 救恩完成然后三天从死里复活。
And then he resurrected in 3 days.
所以哥林多前书十五章才讲主耶稣的复活。
And so, in First Corinthians chapter 15, it talks about the Lord Jesus's resurrection.
主耶稣的复活是我们将来会复活的第一个种子。
The Lord Jesus's resurrection is the first fruit.Of all resurrection.
如果它里面有神的生命，所以它可以从死里复活。我们信主以后，每个人也有神的生命，我们也可以跟他一样从死里复活。
Since he has the life of God and was resurrected, then likewise we who believe in the Lord Jesus, who have the life from God, will also resurrect.
所以如果倒过来讲哦，主耶稣如果被杀没有复活，今天我们信主就白信了。
And from on the other hand, if the Lord Jesus was killed but he did not resurrect, then our faith would be in vain.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果主耶稣不会复活，我们信耶稣怎么能复活？
If the Lord Jesus did not resurrect, then how can we who believe in him resurrect?
那如果主耶稣没有复活，表示他还在罪里面，因为有罪才会被死捆绑。
If the Lord Jesus did not resurrect, that means that he was in sin because he is still bound by sin.
那这样我们信耶稣也没有办法赦罪。
Then believing in the Lord Jesus would no, have no efficacy against sin.
所以我们今天在洗礼，就是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So when we receive baptism, we are buried, we die with Christ, buried with Christ, and resurrect with Christ.
所以主耶稣有两三次预言，他要受难，要复活。
So the Lord Jesus prophesied two or three times about his suffering and his resurrection.
因为这是整个他在传福音最后也是最重要的一个所做的事情。
And this was the most important and the last thing that he did in his ministry.
因为马太福音第一章已经讲得很清楚，他要把人从罪里面救出来。
Matthew chapter 1 states very clearly that he would save the world from their sins.
那怎么救呢？就是最后钉在十字架，这样来救人。
How would he save them? It would be through being crucified on the cross.
那我们看彼得怎么回答呢？
How did Peter answer him?
然后我32节啊。彼得拉着他劝他在其他圣经有讲彼得说这个事不会临到你。
In verse 32, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. And in other recordings, it said that he said, this shall never happen to you.
如果我们有一个老师说他会被杀，我们是学生，我们很爱他，当然我们会说，这个事不会临到你的。
If we had a teacher that we really love and he was telling us about this, then we would also want to tell him,this will never happen to you.
那我们看主耶稣对彼得这样讲，他有什么反应？
But what was the Lord Jesus' response to Peter?
33节。
33?
就责备彼得说，撒旦退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。这里他把彼得形容是撒旦。
Here he describes Peter as Satan.
前面彼得认耶稣是基督。
In the previous section, the Lord, Peter, recognized Jesus as the Christ.
那其他四福音里面，主耶稣讲说这不是人指示你的，这是神指示你，你才有办法认识耶稣。
In other gospel recordings, the Lord Jesus says that this was not revealed, this was, you did not know this by yourself, but it was revealed to you by the Father.
但是过了一段时间以后，主耶稣又说撒旦退我后边去。
But after a period of time, then the Lord Jesus told Peter, get behind me, Satan.
所以我们的信仰生活要时时刻刻警醒这样我们才能够分辨什么是从神来的，什么是从魔鬼来的。
Therefore, we must always be vigilant and discerning in our faith,so that we can know what is from God and what is from Satan.
那为什么他会讲撒旦退我后边去？
Why did the Lord Jesus say, get behind me, Satan?
下面你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
It's because you are not setting your mind on things of God, but on the things of me.
我们现在看如果彼得的意思成全了，那会发生什么？
Let's imagine what would happen if Peter's will was done.
那主耶稣就不钉十字架了。
Then the Lord Jesus would not be crucified.
那我们就没有救恩了。
Then we would not have salvation.
那主耶稣来到世界就没有完成神给他的托付了。
Then the Lord Jesus would not have finished the entrustment given to him by the Father.
所以这个体贴人的意思让神的旨意没有办法完成这也是魔鬼的工作。
Therefore, this was the work of Satan, that if he would set his mind on the things of man and not on the things of God.
那啊，在我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
啊，腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
既有人的样式，就存心卑微，顺服至死，且死在十字架上。我们常常看到第八节说，啊，主耶稣很可怜。
When we read verse 8, we often think that Jesus was very pitiful.
但是如果你看第九节再念，就会发现说，诶，他付代价哦，是有很大的赏赐的。
But if we continue with verse 9, we realize that he received a great reward for the sacrifice he made.
然后神将他升为至高，是给他超万民之上的名。
The Lord highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
然后天上地上地底下因耶稣的名都要屈膝。
And that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
然后称耶稣为主，使荣耀归给神。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以我们信主耶稣以后，对什么是有福气，我们的看法是不太一样。
After believing in the Lord Jesus, our concepts change about what it means to be blessed.
如果我们一个人愿意顺服神的旨意，虽然在今生受苦，其实这个是极大的福气。
If in this life we have to suffer for the Lord Jesus, we see it as a great blessing.
你看保罗他到最后就是跟着主耶稣走啊。
In the end of Paul's life, he followed the Lord Jesus to the end.
那到最后他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he said, there's a crown of righteousness prepared for me.
所以跟着主耶稣走到最后就是天国领受奖赏领受荣耀。
Following the Lord Jesus meant that he would be able to be, receive a great glory in the heavenly kingdom.
那如果我们不愿意跟着主耶稣走，那就跟着所罗门走吧。
If we are not willing to walk with the Lord Jesus, then we'll follow Solomon.
对啊，一生就是要满足我们自己的欲望。
And our entire lives will be focused on satisfying our desires.
那看起来是活得很快乐。
It seems like we live a happy life.
但是所罗门结论是什么？一切都是空的。
But the conclusion of Solomon's life was that everything was in vain.
所以我们如果能够过生活像三十四节这是好的。
Therefore, if we're able to live life like it says in verse 34, that is very good.
舍己，背十字架，跟着主耶稣。
To deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow the Lord.
舍己，这是不简单的。
It's not easy to deny yourself.
每一个人都有一个自我。
Every person has an ego.
所以你现在好多人为什么这么努力，就是要让自我实现。
Many people strive very hard in order to realize themselves.
所以我要做我自己。
I will be me.
但是舍己就没有我自己啊。
But when you deny yourself, there's no me.
那我们就效法主耶稣，把主耶稣活出来。
We emulate the Lord Jesus and live out the Lord Jesus.
那就是背十字架。
That is taking up the cross.
那这样的人就有主耶稣在天上为他准备冠冕跟荣耀。
This person will receive the crown and the glory that is prepared for him in heaven.
所以我们信耶稣需要有一个决定。
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we need to make a choice.
我愿意不愿意舍己背十字架跟他走。
Am I willing to deny myself to take up the cross and follow the Lord?
如果我们愿意。
If so,
那我们就能够显扬主耶稣。
Then we will magnify the Lord Jesus.
那我们将来就从主耶稣得奖赏。
And in the future, we will receive the reward from the Lord Jesus.
那也会因为我们的奉献我们教会圣公会兴旺。
And through our contributions, the work of the church will also flourish.
对，不要羡慕别人生活过得很好。
We should not admire the high standards of living of other people.
我们要羡慕教会里面的哇，这个信徒真的是舍己背十字架，这个才是榜样。
But rather, we should admire the members in the church who are truly able to deny themselves. These are our examples.
因为这样的人生才是有意义、有价值的。
That in that kind of lifestyle is the truly meaningful and valuable.
我们现在一起低头来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.